Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Bryson, you guys just kind of let it all out there on offense. What did it feel like just kind of get that many points today?
I mean, it's just great. You know, scoring points, that's what kind of the energy comes from on the offensive side of the ball. So if you ain't scoring points, there's going to be no energy. You know, it was good to get some energy out there today.
Seven of your first eight passes to really get it rolling, and then how did that open up the run game?
Yeah, I guess I don't really keep track of that. You know, just trusting, that's kind of one thing that's kind of been a sticking point for me in the offense, is just to trust with the coaches and the game plan they've put in place, and so I'd attribute it to that.
Devon, first couple of touchdowns, how satisfying was it to get in the end zone twice and just make that kind of impact?
It's just credit to the game plan, just staying ready. I mean, that's all I can really do, just do preparation, just make sure I'm doing what I'm doing and executing what my number is called. So it's great to get in the end zone, but I'm just grateful we got the win.
Devon, Coach Witt was talking about maybe regretting last week not going a little more tempo like you guys ran late in the first half. It seemed like you guys started the game intentionally that way. How effective was that?
We practice it every single week. It's a situation in which I feel like we do well in, and we strive to continue to do well in, because especially in crunch time situations, it's good to be able to just get on the ball and just keep moving. So being able to utilize that and implement it into our regular game plan, and just doing it any time, whether it's the beginning of the first quarter or it's 2 minutes left in the second quarter, like it's just good to see that the guys are always ready, and we've seen what can happen when we do get into that quick tempo offense.
Either of you, obviously it's, you know, a different opponent, but was there anything different about maybe the strategy this week and what made things so successful?
The strategy offensively?
Yeah.
No, it varies week to week. You know, not every defense is going to look the same, obviously, and so the game plan is going to vary. I mean, obviously we, you know, ran some plays with a little bit more tempo this week, and so that definitely kind of attributes to what we've been doing well throughout the season, kind of implementing that into right now. But scheme-wise, it's just about, you know, it's all about the players. It ain't about the plays.
Jonah, you guys hold them to under 100 yards. I mean, what was working so well for you guys today?
Honestly, we just kept it really simple. and we play our best defense when we keep it simple and just do your assignment, and knowing that every other guy is going to do his assignment. It's just that trust factor that we've built together, and I think that's why we were so successful.
Miles, you finally get the pick after you got the first pick. I mean, how rewarding was that to kind of get it right back there?
You know, the first one, I took it, and I thought they was going to let me have it. But, you know, they tried me again, and I was able to go and make a play. That was very satisfying. You know, they tried another one, and they caught up offensive pass interference. So just being able to get the play and make the play was very satisfying for me.
I just wondered where you when the first one came back.
I had a little bit of a feeling it might be called back from the jump, but, you know, you got to play. If the whistle doesn't blow, you got to keep playing. So when it did get called back, I wasn't too sad, but I knew they'd try it again, so I had to make the play, and I did.
Jonah, you're at 11.5 sacks on the season. I mean, I think it's the guys, Bradley and I. I mean, just what's kind of gone into your success this year?
Just the time and preparation that I put into it. I think I've spent a lot more time this year than I have in the past, and I've really just, like, locked into being the best I can be, and, that's probably what it is.
Bryson, right. As quarterback, I'll ask you this. Give us an idea of the preparation, the week of preparation. Go back to maybe practice Monday leading up to now, coming off of probably the worst loss anyone in that locker room's ever had, and being able to bounce back like that. What was the
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, so I mean, starting with Weeks, you know, you really kind of Sunday getting a jump on Arizona State, you know, regardless of how the outcome happens on Saturday, you got to be able to put that in the rear view. And so coming in Monday, you know, kind of the talk that was around the facility was don't let a team beat you twice. And I feel like that really rang true through a lot of the players. That was able to kind of keep the mojo up and kind of regain our energy. You know, we got to get over this loss regardless of how bad it was. And because we got to go 1-0 this week. It didn't matter what happened last week. It was just a matter of getting over it. And so, I mean, the preparation, it's the same type of stuff every week. You just got to trust the process of the preparation that you put in each and every week. But, you know, not letting a team beat you twice was definitely kind of the mentality of the entire team.
Bryson, is there something you can say to your guys as a captain to try to keep the morale up, try to keep the mojo up going into the week after a loss like Oregon?
I kind of just reiterated that, just telling them we can't get beat twice by the same team. And so just kind of keeping that energy and putting the loss behind you, whatever game it is, regardless if it's good or it's bad, you just got to be able to move on from it and just kind of keep rolling into the next week.
Bryson, you guys ran for over 350 yards today. What was the offensive line doing so effectively?
I mean, they were just alignment assignment technique. That's kind of just how it rolls up there up front. And, I mean, we got some bullies up there. And so it was just definitely good to kind of see us put up those type of running numbers. And, yeah, it's all O-block. You know, running backs definitely making plays, but they ain't getting anywhere without O-block pushing it up.
Bryson, how much more comfortable are you feeling, and how has the season developed for you under center?
Yeah, so, I mean, like, when you get comfortable, it's just game reps. Like, you can't reiterate what game reps are actually like. And so I feel like, you know, obviously the more game reps you get, the more comfortable you're going to be able to be and be able to play, and the more game plans you're kind of preparing for as well. You know, it's all a rep thing.
Miles, we saw a lot of Smith Snowden today. What have you seen from the youngster on that secondary so far?
He's really impressed me. You know, he looked comfortable out there. He was making some tackles, and he's been making a lot of plays in practice, especially this week and weeks before. So we knew he was ready. It was just a matter of time to get him in the game, and I think he did a great job today.
Devon, in addition to kind of the up-tempo that we were talking about, it seemed like the play calling was opened up a little bit more. We saw screen pass. We saw the reverse for money. Did it feel like you guys were kind of going into your bag a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of offensive weapons in that locker room right now. It's just, you know, getting those play calls called and making sure we execute. There's a couple of times we would call it in the game and we'd have to check out of it because of a certain look or a certain front that the defense is giving us. But we have a lot of weapons. I mean, we saw Munir McClain make an amazing catch in the end zone. Money, we know what he can do. Even Mikey Matthews. Like, we have a lot of dudes that can do some good stuff. So it's just one of those things, we just trust the game plan. And when our number's called, we just got to make sure we execute. And I think that's what really showed up today for the offensive side of the ball. Yeah.
As an older guy who's played a lot of high-level Power 5 football, is there something that you could have walked into the building on Monday with to offer your teammates in terms of not getting beat twice by the same team?
Yeah, you know, we play a lot of good teams. You know, stuff like that happens in college football. I mean, that's a really good team we played, but we're also a really good team. So you just got to bounce back. I know as a DB, the mentality I got to have is next play, next game. You know, you got to have a short-term memory. We look at the film as hard as it was to watch, but you got to lock in for the next game because there's another team that we just played that's actually really good. You know, they had a lot of close games within 7 points. So just being able to keep that focus and lock in even more. Just reiterate that to the whole team. Thank you.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.